Hey guys, it's Mike with the Daily BM. On this episode, Brad and I discuss the wonderful world of Disney and people that don't know how to drive because they're constantly on their cell phones and a couple other random things that just pop into our heads like usual. Hope you enjoy this episode. Remember, like and subscribe. 5-star reviews is where it's at. Give us some. We love you and enjoy the episode. Good morning, fuckers. Welcome to another day at the Daily BM. It is Friday, and wait, is it Friday or is it Thursday? Fuck, I don't even know what day it is. What day is it? It's tomorrow. It's Thursday.
Today's Thursday.
It's Thursday. Fuck, I don't even know my fucking days, people. Jesus Christ. That's how fucking tired I am.
Start over.
No, just keep going. Ready? Here we go.
No.
Good morning, fuckers, and welcome to another day at the Daily BM. It is Thursday, and I have Mikey here with me. What's going on? And he's fucking eating again. Shocker.
What's happening, everybody?
Nom, 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 nom. What's happening, everybody? Nom, nom, nom. What are you fucking eating today?
Same thing I was eating yesterday.
Dude, the fucked up part of me wanted to go, your mom. Just stupid mom jokes. But anyway, what are you eating? The same shit? God, you love those damn things. The Spicy Kick Catalina Crunch.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You can't get enough of that shit, can you?
All right, last bite, then I'll stay off the air. I didn't realize I'm going to start so
ready?
Fast.
Do it in the microphone just for sake. Just chew right into the microphone. It's the glorious sound of food. Oh, you're staying quiet today on the chewing. What the fuck does your shirt say? In my defense, I was left unsupervised. Well, ain't that
That's
the fucking truth?
For today.
Ain't that the truth, huh? And your fucking 80-gallon bottle of water, military water holder. How much water are you drinking a day?
Let's do this shit. Not enough.
Not enough. Are you at least drinking a half a gallon a day? I think that by your weight, I think it should be a half a gallon.
I'm trying. This is a half gallon. And I'm about here right now, so I got a ways to go.
Oh yeah, you're gonna be pissing a lot tonight if you're gonna try to shut that shit down. But all right, ma'am. So before we talk about anything for trending, I got something that's trending, and I kind of go off on it on the why this weekend. But dude, I don't know what it is with fucking people not being able to stay the fuck off their cell phones when they're driving. And paying attention to zero detail. And yes, he is chugging. Are you literally chugging that water? I don't know. It just tastes so good when it hits my lips. I can't stop.
I was going to try to see if I could finish it before you got done on your little side rant. But then you decided to ask me a question.
I wanted to ask you a question because I saw you chugging. But no, dude, I just don't understand it. Like, these assholes are on their damn cell phones and they pay zero attention to the roadway.
I mean, it's technically against the law.
Yeah, it is in our state for sure. Is it nationwide or is it just by state? I think it's just by state, isn't it? Mm-mm. Or is it a federal law? You know, as far as like you can't be on your cell phone holding in your hand.
It's state law. State law, you can't be on there.
So, what's going on, baby?
Shit, man. I don't know. What's going on with you?
I don't know. I know football season started. So, you know, the NFL.
Oh, yay. Let's
now, did
go.
You see that they changed that stupid-ass kickoff shit to match, like, what the XFL does or whatever?
No, what's that? Talk to me about it.
Okay, so basically you have, like, one guy back, right, that receives the kick.
Right.
And I forget what yard line they're on, but you can probably Google it real quick while I'm kind of describing it. But literally, the other 10 players are lined up. Like within each other from both teams within 10 yards of each other.
Yeah.
And then the kicker kicks it. The guy catches it. And then if he gets past that initial like line, then he's off and running for the races.
Right.
But they say it's supposed to minimize injury and shit like that. I don't know. To me, it kind of sucks assholes. Cause then, you know, you can't have these breakaway. I didn't see anybody break away with that thing, but you know, you can't really create lanes. You know what I mean?
No.
Running lanes. It's like a clusterfuck in the middle. So it's like you're almost starting at the 25-yard line every damn time. So it's kind of weird.
It sounds weird.
But football is back. Now, are you planning on watching a lot of NFL or since you're coaching? Or what's your take on it?
Dude, I don't have the time. I mean, I might catch a game here or there, but I just don't.
You're like, I don't have the time. Yeah. You don't have time to watch a football game just because not of the really, coaching no. or on the weekend or what is it?
No, not yet. I just don't have time just because I'm busy doing shit all the time.
Hmm. Well, all right then. That's because that's that one.
It's being true, yes. Truth, man.
All right. Well, okay. Well, I guess that's
enough. I would love to be able to have time to watch it. I don't have time to sit down and take 2-3 hours or 4 hours to watch a game. I just don't.
See, that's the thing about that. See, that's the thing about football and baseball in America that I can't stand. Is it takes 4 hours to 5 hours to watch a fucking game. You know what I mean? It's kind of like how people watch cricket. You know what I mean? Those things can last months. You know, a game can last a month. I think in India, there was a game that lasted 30 days or some shit. But that's why I like soccer or football in overseas, because it's literally 90 minutes plus maybe 5 minutes of stoppage and you're out of there. So it's an hour and a half to maybe an hour and, and 45 minutes and you're gone. You're done. There's none of this TV commercial bullshit. You know, it's just you watch the game and then it's halftime. Just saying. That's the reason why I like it.
So soccer is a lot quicker, but
you like the hitting and the Neanderthalism of football. I know.
No, I don't. I actually prefer soccer because I think it's a more eloquent sport. I mean, football's fun and it's fun to watch, but it's like you start, stop. You know what I mean? And it's like, it's not, there's no flow to it.
It's just like once the game starts getting good, then you're at TV timeout for like 15 minutes and you're like, what the fuck, man? You know?
Right. And it's just like a commercial, like every 3 seconds, you know, with football, because that's what they do. Commercial breaks all the time. I mean, I'd much rather watch in person than I do, than I want to watch on TV. Now, don't get me wrong. I might catch a game on Sunday if I've got downtime, but it's just so hard when you want to do a bunch of stuff to commit that much time to watch sports.
Well, I don't know about you, but I literally didn't even watch much soccer this season, you know, now this past season, and now the new season's about just got done with preseason.
Yeah.
And I literally have watched zero games. I've watched the highlights.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm doing stuff. I'm like, got stuff in my yard I want to do. I got things I want to build. You know, I want to rebuild my axe throwing, you know, thing here this weekend that's coming up.
We went to zero games this year too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So that's the whole reason why not freaking renewing the tickets was the smartest thing to do, because it's like, when the fuck are we going to get over there to watch it?
Yeah.
And that's what I was afraid of, it being in Orlando, you know, because it's just, and plus you got to deal with that bullshit traffic.
It could have been a block down the road and you wouldn't have been able to go.
I would have gone. I would have gone if it was closer, but I mean, fucking hey, dude, it's an hour every time you got to go. And then an hour back. It just sucks. It's like going to the baseball games over in St. Pete. I still don't understand why they have the Tampa Bay Rays in fucking St. Petersburg. And now they just got approval. They're just now they have this second half approval for like, I want to say it was like $30 billion or some bullshit to build a new stadium. Yeah. So they're going to rip that stadium to the ground and build this beautiful stadium over there. But I'm like, why wouldn't you put it, like I've said this time and time before, why would you not put that fucking baseball stadium like right off of I-75, like right there? So that way you could pull people from, you know, Lakeland, Orlando. People from Orlando would drive over to go watch that game because it's closer, because they don't have a baseball team in Orlando. You know what I mean?
True.
Yep. So they would double their fan base, but no, what do they fuck they do? They keep it in the freaking blue hair city of fucking St. Petersburg where everybody goes to die. So the truth. You know it's true, dude. If you're on the west coast of Florida, you're basically just living out the rest of your life 2 years in the fucking ground. Fair enough?
Yeah, I guess.
I mean, you're fucking blue hair, dude. You're a blue hair fuck from up north coming down here to live out the rest of the remaining of your years. So, I can enjoy the beautiful beach. You know, I mean, seriously, you're coming here to die.
Savage.
Well, that's the truth. You come here to die. If you live, okay, so I'll make it even worse. If you live south of St. Pete, all the way down to Naples, you're going there to die. You are living there to die. Because everybody there is over the age of 60.
So when are you moving?
Fuck you. I'm not 60 yet, you dick. So anyway.
Close enough.
But, you know, heck, give me 5 or 6 years. Yeah, I'll probably be down there too, living out the remaining days. I can't afford to live there. It's where the rich people go to die. Let me rephrase that statement. It's where the rich motherfuckers go to die.
So you're going to go people, to die.
Poor people go into the panhandle or in southern central Florida. You know what I mean? That's I where you go anybody, to die.
I don't think any poor people can stay in Florida unless you're homeless.
Well, now
this state's too damn expensive.
It's getting there. That's for damn sure, man. We're turning into like the most expensive state in the damn union. But speaking of the beach and shit, dude, did you see that the crew, or not the crew, but the, there was a lawsuit for $50 million, against the company of, that did the Titan submarine and shit?
No, I did not know that. Why? Yeah.
So they're actually saying that the $50 million lawsuit is basically because the crew of the Titan sub knew they were going to die before the implosion.
What?
So why? Yes. They knew they were going to fucking die. But I guess the family of the French explorer who died in the submersible implosion has filed more than a $50 million lawsuit saying that the crew experienced terror and mental anguish before the disaster, accusing the sub's operator of gross negligence. That's the lawsuit. But here's my thing. You fucking signed up for it. You knew the fucking risk. I mean, if you're going, what, 2 miles below the ocean surface? Isn't that where it is? The Titanic's like two miles down or whatever.
I don't know, fucking something like that.
Yeah, I think it's like 2 miles down or some bullshit. All I know is the pressure's extreme if it can liquefy your body in a nanosecond. You know what I mean? So that's you know the fucking risk if you're going down in a tin can controlled by a fucking PlayStation controller at that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I don't know about you, but I would have walked to that sub more like this. That's how you steer this shit with that computer and this fucking gaming controller? Yeah, fuck you. I ain't going there. I mean, that would be common to me, you know?
So you want one of the old school, like, big wheels.
I just want to go in something that's fucking safe. That thing did not look safe. I mean, what?
It was just a tube.
It's a fucking tube that literally was untested, really. So what the fuck were you thinking? Hey, let me get out of this fucking shove under extreme pressure. Boom, you're dead. Implosion. Gone. Liquefied. Yeah. Instantaneously. But that's the sheer fact is, you know, can you imagine the horror if you knew it was going to implode for like 5 minutes, knowing that you just had certain death because you lost control or you lost power and you just kept dropping.
You kept going down faster.
You could hear the stress on the hull, the pressure just attacking that fucking metal. And then all of a sudden it's like you just look over at your friend or whatever, your wife or whoever the fuck is with you.
Yeah.
Or your kid going, this is it. We're going to die. Fuck. That would suck.
That would be horrible. I mean, it'd be horrible. The only thing worse than that, at least like with that death, it was quick. Because once it began to implode, it was like, boom.
Instantaneous. They said that your brain wouldn't have registered the moment of implosion.
Yeah. Yeah.
It would have been so fast that your brain doesn't travel as fast as how fast the implosion would happen.
I think the only thing that would be worse than that would be springing a leak and slowly filling with water.
Oh, it's just going up and you just know you're going to drown.
And eventually you're going to drown. And then that 2 minutes, 2 to 3 minutes of agony, because, you know, I've heard drowning is like one of the most painful deaths that you could suffer. That part would suck because you're just, you know, and to be stuck in a tube with a bunch of other people drowning would be even worse.
So you could see them under the water, you know, and if you survive, like, you know, longer than they do, and you're seeing them going, taking their last breath like a fish that can't breathe.
And they're gulping, yeah.
It would put you in pure panic, too. I mean, you're going to die anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I just start taking on water immediately and try to make it as quick as possible. I don't know.
Yeah, just breathe in real hard.
Just breathe in real hard and choke yourself out, you know? I mean, think about it. You're right, though. How painful is that shit? I mean, you've choked on water before, right? Like when you're swimming, and have you ever choked under the water? And you're like,
yeah,
and it's fucking your chest feels like fire.
I've heard it's the worst, one of the worst ways to die.
Ugh. Yeah, who told you that died?
No, they're just saying that, like, you know, scientists and shit said it was.
Yeah, what the painful. Fuck do the scientists know? They're like, it's the worst way to die. How the fuck do you know? You didn't fucking die. You know what I mean? You fucking assholes. I don't know. I guess they just assume because of, you know, people that have had near death like experiences with drowning and shit. You know?
Uh-huh. Gotcha.
So anyway, moving on to near death experiences real quick. Did you see that Disney with streaming business is profitable for the first time in its history. They turned a fucking profit.
No, I did not see that.
Yep, they turned a fucking profit, but they're slowing their U.S. park business, ups their anxiety because the parks are down like considerably. But so for the third quarter, as it combined streaming business, started making money for the first time, right? They also had a very strong showing in the theaters for the movie Inside Out 2 as well. But their operating income for the entertainment segment, which includes its movie studio and parts of the television wing, nearly tripled to $1.2 billion, right?
Wow.
So they said that Disney's run at the box office is still killing it because of Deadpool and Wolverine. Given their company the top two films of the year so far, right?
Yeah.
But they said their direct – it's direct-to-consumer business, which includes Disney Plus and Hulu, reported a quarterly operating cost at $19 million, which was smaller than its loss of $505 million a year ago. So they said the revenue has climbed from 15% to $5.81 billion, I want to say is the number.
Damn.
So, but damn, that's a lot of fucking money, man.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's a lot of money. What's that?
You got a lot of people that still like Disney.
Mm-hmm.
And still watch Disney for the kids.
But they anticipate the fourth quarter experiences operating income falling by mid-single digits compared to your prior for the domestic parks moderation. So, you know, but I mean, they have like those parks all over the fucking world, man. They have them like China, Paris,
right?
You know what I mean? Yeah. Shit like that. That's the whole thing I didn't understand. Like, I mean, I never understood why they opened up those parks in other countries. Why didn't they just like make people have to come to Disneyland and Disney World, like plan your trips and come here? I mean, especially if you're losing revenue in your parks, you know?
Yeah, I guess. But then you could have people also want to travel over there to go to parks. Like I know people that want to visit all over the world. So it was probably a good idea at the time. Plus you probably make a lot of revenue off of annual pass holders too, but maybe in European and other countries, it's just not as prevalent. You know, people maybe not want to go as often as Americans do.
Well, here's the thing. They said that the company's conference call that the parks have been impacted by a lower income consumers more financial stress, while higher end customers are doing a bit more international travel now. And so they said that the domestic parks and experiences operating income fell 6%, which they thought the international parks and experiences operating income edged up by 2%. Mm. So maybe you got a point there. People are like with higher incomes are able to travel. They have those passes where they can go there and all that kind of shit. I don't know about you, but I haven't been a fan of going to Disney in fucking years, man. I mean, when was the last time you've been to Disney?
It was during COVID.
So that's three years ago, right?
Yeah, at the end of COVID.
So was that 3 years ago or four?
Probably three.
That was 2019. So, right? It was 2019 we had COVID, right?
Yeah, correct.
2020. About 4 years. And that's about the same for us too. I mean, we were kicking around the idea of doing that that Halloween thing again, that Mickey not so scary shit.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like, man, I'm going to tell you what's scary is their fucking prices. I think they even raised them up again by another $120 or some shit. Right. So I was kind of like, yeah, fuck you. I do not want to go to Disney and spend more money for your lame ass Halloween shit just so I can get overpriced candy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And even then they changed all that shit. The last time we went, which was a while back, they changed it where instead of having like the pickup bags for the candy out in front of the rides, so you could just walk past and grab them. Now you had to go wait in line inside of a restaurant to go get that shit. They might have probably changed it back by now. It's a complete waste of time, in my opinion, but whatever. For each their own. If you like Disney, hey, so be it. I'm not one of those guys.
They probably changed it back.
So would you go?
I might go again at the end of the year to the Mickey's Merry Christmas thing.
See, I've never been to that.
Tracy really likes it. Yeah, I have.
Is it good?
I really liked it.
Is it cool?
It was Disney.
All right, give me your honest opinion. Don't just give me the wife opinion. Give me your honest opinion. Do you like it or do you do it because your wife likes it? And what I mean by that is, do you do it because you get to bond with your wife? It's something that she loves, or do you really just fucking enjoy it?
No, I don't hate it. I don't hate it, but it's big. I like it more because she really, really enjoys it.
That's what I meant.
For me, the rides really haven't changed much. The food's nothing extraordinary. Like there's nothing like it's theme parky, you know? And that's, I'm just kind of kind of old with theme parks. Like, I don't know. I like,
yeah, I'm the same way. I mean, I only do it because my wife likes it. And I mean, I don't hate it, but if I could do something else, I would.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But, you know, but again, they love it. So we go do it. Right.
Yes, sir. So,
anyway, well, guys, listen, we're going to cut out of here today. Don't forget, listen in tomorrow. And we'll also be having a guest on as well for Monday, and he will be talking nutrition. So he will definitely have some guides that you can download. So if you're a fast food eater or you're always on the go and you got that kind of stuff, you can actually download from him too as well. So we'll provide that link on our website. That being said, don't forget, head over to masondangerbeardco.com. You get 20% off just by using the promo code DailyBM. And also head over to our website as well. We've got some things going on over there as well lately as well. And follow us on our socials, all that jazz. Mikey, got anything before we get out of here?
Hey, everybody, have a great day. Remember, get after it.
We'll see you guys on the flip side.
Deuces.